Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program is a Great Songs Golden Oldie. Great Songs was the previous name of Singing and Other Sins. On this 2002 edition, we enjoyed the music of Ireland in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Since you already know the patron saint of Ireland, can you name those of Scotland, Wales, and England? I'll answer that later in the program. This program of Great Songs features Irish folk song arrangements by Beethoven. I'll tell you later how it happened that Beethoven wrote them, but first let's hear Robert White sing "'Tis Sunshine at Last" and "'The Kiss, Dear Maid, Thy Lip Has Left.'"
Sunshine at last, come my Ellen, sit near me and twine me these roses with sorrow no more. Come taste of my cup while it sparkles to cheer me, the cup that I feel now the tempest is o'er. Oh, not that my mouth with unhallowed intrusion would thy gentle mind to rude transport beguile, but catch from my bowl one fond passing illusion and crown my gay heart with sympathy smile.
Thank you.
heart from mine, till happier hours restore the gift untainted back to thine. Thy parting glance, which fondly beams on equal love, may see the tear that from thine eyelid streams, shall weep no change.
Was the Beethoven arrangement of two Irish folk songs. The tenor was Robert White, the cellist Yo-Yo Ma, the violinist Annie Kavafian, and the pianist the late Samuel Sanders. Since we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, you might like to know something about St. Patrick. Born in Wales in about 385, Maewen, as he was then called, began his life as a pagan, was abducted by Irish marauders, and while under their control, sensed his religious calling. After 6 years of slavery, he escaped and studied in a monastery for 12 years. Finally, he was appointed Ireland's second bishop. Let's hear a song by the American Samuel Barber to words written by an Irish monk from the 13th century. St. Patrick's Purgatory.
Pity me on my pilgrimage to Lochtown. O King of the churches and the bells, be well in your sorrows and your wounds. But not a tear can I squeeze from my eyes, not more soon at after so much sin. Pity me, O King. What shall I do with a heart that seeks only its own ease? Oh, only begotten Son, by whom all men were made, who shunned not the death by three wounds. Pity me on my pilgrimage to Lochtown. And I, with a heart, not softer than a stone.
Though this program of great songs celebrates St. Patrick's Day with folk songs of Ireland, it's good to remember that Patrick was quite successful at winning converts. This fact upset the Celtic Druids, and Patrick was arrested several times, escaping each time. He traveled throughout Ireland, establishing monasteries across the country. He also set up schools and churches which would aid him in his conversion of the Irish country to Christianity. But let's turn to something more associated with Ireland and St. Patrick's Day, something jolly.
Irishman ever in speak of when boys the story of love to feel and please if a bullet were thick and thicker you'll find him all cowardly scoring and to a boy should name could I be like at the heart he then is all fortune is cruel but poor am I jewel is kind of smiling for sorrow beguiling shall be from all cabin all care to be gone and cow the mill jigging and dark the spigot on Patrick's Day in the morning.
White as the water, sweet air in a fairy, the pride of my song. Still brings me the sunset, still fair in an autumn sky, meet the mountains adorning. And to this that sun seems sturdy, though the pure light of knowledge snow, night and illusion and darkly confusion, like mist from the river, shall vanish forever, and true Irish harvest for loyalty glow, and proud exaltation burst forth from the nation, from Patrick's Day in the morning.
Pulse of an Irishman, an Irish folk song arranged by Beethoven and sung by Wolfgang Holzmair with the trio Fontenay. How did Beethoven come to arrange Irish folk songs? Well, toward the end of the 1700s, there was a growing appreciation of folk song. Musicians and musical anthropologists discovered the beauties of this kind of music and wrote the melodies down, usually smoothing them out so that the notes and rhythms were more acceptable. Most of you have heard of the German songs gathered together at the beginning of the 1800s called Des Knaben Wunderhorn, or the Youth's Magic Horn. There was an equally industrious collector in the British Isles named George Thompson, and he was the one who commissioned Beethoven to arrange these folk songs.
To look for treasures, their
Fischer-Dieskau just sang Put Round the Bright Wine, and that was preceded by Edith Mathis and Alexander Young in He Promised Me at Parting. The instrumentalists in Beethoven's arrangement were Karl Engel at the piano, Andreas Röhn violin, and Georg Dondener cello. Now Charles Stanford's arrangement of an Irish song, Trotting to the Fair.
Trotting to the fair, me and Moll Maloney, seated I declare, on a single pony. How am I to know that Moll is safe behind, with her head in all that awkward, awkward way inclined? By her gentle breathing, whispered past my ear, and her white arms wreathing, warm around me here. Thus on Dobbin's back, I discoursed the darling, till upon a track, leapt a mongrel snarling, horses more, I'm frightened, frightened, that the pony'll start, kiss or so, and my Molly's grey eye didn't answer no.
The tenor was James Griffith, the pianist Clifford Benson, in Stanford's Trottin' to the Fair. Though I say it was Stanford's, he was probably basing the music on an Irish folk song or ballad, which is the case with the following two songs, My Love's an Arbutus and The Confession.
Hot foot now, my lad, oh, the serious
vaccinate, seeking to be shriven, but you're in a fitting state now to be forgiven. So since 'tis after all a sin is he awfully dressing. Here, dear, I'd best begin to give you both my blessing.
My Love's an Arbutus and The Confession, two songs by Charles Stanford, probably based on Irish folk songs, sung by the tenor James Griffith with Clifford Benson, the pianist. You're listening to Great Songs, Art Songs Fit for St. Patrick's Day. We've heard Beethoven's settings of Irish songs and just now Stanford's, written at the end of the 19th century. Now we'll hear Benjamin Britten, his arrangements of Irish songs from the mid-20th century.
Avenging and bright for the swift sword of Erin, on him who the brave sons of Asta betrayed. For every fond eye which he wakened a tear, a drop from his heart wound shall weep or a blade. By the red cloud which hung o'er the corner's dark dwelling, when all our three champions lay sleeping in gore, by the billows of war which so often high swelling have wafted these heroes to victory shore. We swear to avenge them, no joy shall be tasted, the harp shall be silent, the maiden unwed, our halls shall be mute, and our fields shall lie wasted, till vengeance be wreaked on the murderer's head. Yes, monarch, though sweet are our home recollections, though sweet are the tears that from tenderness fall, though sweet are our vengeance, our hopes and affections, revenge on the tyrant is sweetest of all.
Sail on, sail on, thou fearless bark, wherever blows the welcome wind, it cannot lead to scenes more dark, more sad than those we leave behind. Each smiling billow seems to say, though death beneath us false than they, were smiling wrecked thy hopes and thee. Sail on, sail on, through endless space, through tempest stop no more, the stormiest seas a resting place for him who lives such
Three of Moore's Irish Melodies, set by Benjamin Britten. The first was Avenging and Bright, sung by Philip Langridge, and the second was Sail On, Sail On, and third, How Sweet the Answer, both sung by Felicity Lott, the pianist, in all three cases, Graham Johnson. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, but do you remember the question I posed at the beginning of the program? We all know Ireland's patron saint, but who are the saints of Scotland, Wales, and England? You might guess England, the famous St. George. Wales claims St. David, and Scotland, St. Andrew. Enough of political correctness, let's get right back to something closely associated with Ireland, the Irish jig.
Resolved to look big, and straight fell a tune in the Irish jig. The devil grew nearer and nearer. In short, I found it was one of the petticoat sort. My fears being over, I cared not a fig, but still I kept tune in the Irish jig. To try her, I put her agog of a longing desire. I told her I'd give her a whip for her gig, and a scourge to the tune of the Irish jig. Then nothing but dancing our fancy could please. We lay on the grass and we danced at our ease. I down with my breeches and off with my wig, and we fell a dancing the Irish jig. Thank you. her kindness, said she. The scholar's as wise as a master can be. For if you should chance to beget me with kid, I'll lay the poor brat to the Irish jig. The dance be amended, as you may see. We rose by consent and we both went away. I put on my clothes and left her to grow big, and so I went to roar on the Irish jig.
Soprano was Custer LaRue, part of the Baltimore consort, singing that Irish jig, or a tribute thereto. And, of course, between the Irish jig and the Irish drink, we have almost a tie as far as expectations. Let's hear Come, Come, Let Us Drink.
Let us drink, 'tis in vain to think like fools on grief or sadness. Let our money fly and our sorrows die. Oh, worthy care is madness. But why?
Let us drink
wine,
let us drink
wine, let
us drink, let us drink.
'Tis in vain to think like
let our
hearts with madness.
Let
our money
be
done. Let us give to him all things one must dare to bear, boys. But why?
Let us drink the wine,
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 Let us
tribute, a catch actually, that kind of form that you heard, but nonetheless a tribute to drink and the joys of drinking by Purcell, sung by the Baltimore consort. Let's return to Benjamin Britten's settings of Thomas More's Irish Melodies, which were originally collected between 1808 and 1834 and set by Benjamin Britten in the mid-1950s.
The minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild harp's long behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful heart shall pray. Shall sully thee, thy
Thank you.
Three of Thomas More's Irish Melodies, set by Benjamin Britten and sung by Felicity Lott and Philip Langridge, with Graham Johnson the pianist. And now, for those of you who may have tuned in late and missed Beethoven's settings of Irish songs, here's one for you.
Remembrance from heart shouldst thou burn.
Beethoven's arrangement of The Return to Ulster, an Irish folk song, sung by Wolfgang Holzmeier, baritone with the trio Fontenay. You've been listening to a Great Songs St. Patrick's Day program from the past. Great Songs is what Singing and Other Sins was previously called. Since that 2002 program was assembled, a new set of Beethoven folk songs was recorded, and there's time to hear Christopher Maltman sing The Return to Ulster. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Enchantment was born. The stone.